Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Hour number three, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your normal host of the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. I am Lee Elson filling in for Wayne. Special guest joining me right now, author Scott Powell. Scott's latest bestseller, Rediscovering America, is out. You can buy that today, but we're here to talk about his latest piece about the Declaration of Independence. Scott, first, thanks for joining us. I appreciate that. What's the difference between the Declaration of Independence 1776 and the Declaration of Independence now?
Well, there's no difference in the principles. The Declaration of Independence was the most profound political statement probably in coming out of the past. It was a really truly revolutionary statement that basically said that that unjust rule cannot be accepted, that we have unalienable God-given natural rights, and that it is the role of government to protect those rights. And when the government fails to do that, we have the right to throw that government off our shoulders.
Yeah. But we don't do that enough. We don't throw the government off our shoulders. We almost let these guys have control for a little while, then these guys have control, then these guys have control, and these guys have control. Like back and forth, like a badminton match. And really, to me, at least in my lifetime, it doesn't seem like anything really gets done. And it seems like the principles of our founding fathers get more eroded every single day.
Oh, I would fully agree. I would fully agree, but it is truly different this time. I mean, what we're going through as a nation now is waking up a lot of people. This is not just a right-left political and Democrat situation. It's much more serious than that. We see potential World War III.
Right.
We see really the final front of humanity is the integrity of the individual. And it's one thing for the Marxists to divide us by race, by gender, by class, by every which way. And we're pretty divided as a nation right now, wouldn't you say?
I would.
When you turn people against themselves, that is to say that we are born either a man or a woman, a boy or a girl, and that's our God-given identity. And when we see society, in a larger number than ever before, saying, no, we can determine our own sex.
Right.
We can divide people against themselves, really, is what it is. It's really a crime against humanity. It's certainly a crime against young people.
Scott Powell is his name. He's an author. He's written a book called Rediscovering America. He's got a piece out right now, July 4, 1776, in 2022, The Declaration of Independence Then and Now, mentioning genders. I have a book right here in front of me that lists 81 different genders. How can there possibly be 81 different genders? I'm not trying to disparage anybody to live their life the way that they want to live it, but in particular when we're talking about kids or anything associated with kids or this insanity about forcing people to use the correct pronouns, it's just all a bunch of chaos.
Most importantly, I think we have to recognize that we're designed intelligently by God, and we flourish when we align ourselves with the way that we are created, and when we would choose to make that fundamental change of our, you know, biological sexual identity, we're asking for trouble. And we know that suicide rates are much higher in that group of people. So it's really the role of society to protect people against making big mistakes. But we find that that's not happening. You know, the politically correct narratives now are really invading at the very most fundamental level of life.
Mm.
And so this time is different.
If we could resurrect Washington, Jefferson, Adams, what do you think they would think about the country that they built?
Well, the first thing they would just be appalled at the moral decline of the country. They would be appalled. They would also observe that people are weak and lacking in courage. That they're not willing to take a stand. They're not willing to push back. And they also want instant gratification. They want results right now. And those folks understood that, you know, achieving difficult things took time and you had to persist at things. And so it's so different. But those values that earned us our freedom are irreplaceable, really. And we really need to recognize that we need to recapture the courage of people to be independent, to call things as they see it, and to push back against injustice.
Mm. Yeah, morality, I think, is at the crux of all of this, right? I mean,
it really is.
I'm not exactly sure what happened, but it definitely has happened. The morality of this country has been depleted. We are not the same moral nation that we once were. Now, maybe that's partly because of social media and the free exchange of information, or possibly the idea that sex and violence has become mainstream and nothing is taboo anymore. Maybe the morality has dissipated because of that. But we are living in trying times. Some folks would say we're living in the end of days.
It's actually not constitutional. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of thought means that we can express those ideas and that those ideas belong in the public square, because, we want to hold the public square accountable. We want to have a good life. We want to have civility, and we want to flourish and prosper. And, those principles you just articulated, the Ten Commandments, and there are more, all of those are important to honor because they protect civilization, they protect society. And
right.
when you depart from those, you're really bringing on not just decline, but you're even allowing a sort of barbarism to return to life. And we thought that, you know, we overcame that. We left that behind. I mean, Christianity went through its struggles. We had a Protestant Reformation which reformed Christianity and really gave birth to this notion that all people have freedom, freedom of conscience. But there are bounds, to our freedom. And when it's like sports. You know, when you play sports, there are clear rules. And if you stay within those rules, you can play hard and you have a lot of freedom within the rules. But when you break the rules, there are penalties. And society really needs to, you know, we need to have rules. And we can play hard. We can have a lot of freedom within those bounds. But if you break the rules, then there are penalties. But we have, you know, we've evolved into a two-tier justice system where, you know, the elite on the left can violate the laws, commit felonies, and there'd be no penalties, whereas people on the other side, the right, they're looking for any small thing to bring about a lawsuit or an indictment of some kind. So that is not a healthy thing. We really need to restore, you know, equal justice under the law, which, by the way, is inscribed in the stone over the Supreme Court. Equal justice under the law is inscribed in stone. That's what our country used to stand for.
His name is Scott Powell. He has a piece out, the Declaration of Independence. I will post this up on our social media sites so folks can get a chance to read it.
And the book is just, you know, the book still has legs, boy. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's been number one in the historical studies category for eight weeks, and it just tells a remarkable story, the backstories of America, you know, what has made America great and how we can recapture that greatness.
All right, where can I find that, by the way?
You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major bookseller sites. Just do a search under my author name, Scott S. Powell, Rediscovering America. It'll come up. And it's a little less expensive now than it was when it first came out. But it is like no other account of American history that you've ever read, where, you know, where truth is more almost unbelievable than a lot of fiction.
Right.
It's an incredible story.
All right, Scott. Listen, I got to run. Thank you as always. We'll talk soon. I appreciate it. New York Times best-selling author Scott Powell. He appears every once in a while on my morning show. Figured I'd bring him to the forefront here on the grand stage on the USA Radio Network and give him a chance to talk to you for a little bit. So, listen, we're going to take a quick break. Coming back in just a couple of minutes, we're going to dig down deep into the cost of abortion. Not just the financial cost, but the cost to your soul, the cost to your being, the cost to being a human being. We'll do that with our friend Tony D'Angelo. As always, if you want to call in, you can. The USA Radio Network. 1-833-927-8255. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's leelcradio@gmail.com. Love fielding emails from across the country. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so I'm going to make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is DLC, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, who will be back tomorrow. There was this Seattle Pride Parade that maybe you've heard about. I don't know. Children younger than 10 years old, Boy Scouts, were marching in the parade. And, you know, there were other kids around and other people around. But apparently the Pride Parade, one of the participants of the Pride Parade, was a group of Seattle bike riders who cycle in the nude, right? And the challenge is body shaming is bad and self-esteem is great. So both men and women were on their bicycles absolutely naked. And there were children around. See, here's where I get very angry about this. And where everybody should be very angry about this. Nobody cares that you're gay. I don't care. Let's say this. The majority of Americans don't give a damn who you sleep with, when you sleep with them, whatever it is that you do, in the privacy of your own home or even out in public, as long as you're not lewd and nude and out of control like the rest of civilization, right? Then nobody cares. But when you decide that you're the center of the universe and the only thing that matters is you, and that's where we are, by the way, right now. Folks who are participating in this extravagant gay, lesbian, trans activity, where it's in your face 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's because they believe they're the center of the universe. Existence revolves around them. Everybody is supposed to care what they think and what they feel, when the truth is nobody does, or a sliver of the population cares. Right? The ultra-right, very religious folks may take offense to some of the things that gays and lesbians and trans folks believe in or do. That's a tiny percentage. Most of us don't care. Right? Nobody cares. Right? You're not shocking anybody anymore. This is 2022. If, you know, you want to lean over and make out with your partner on a park bench, nobody blinks. Nobody cares. That's, it's old. It's passé. You're not shocking us anymore. That's gone. But when you get on your bicycle, along with your other cronies, and you ride in a parade and do circles around a Boy Scout troop who are holding their American flags, that's shameful. You should be ashamed of yourself. And in fact, you should be charged. Because if I rode around nude, I took my clothes off and ran down the street, I'm getting arrested. And rightfully so. Now, I normally wouldn't care. Like, I don't care if you want to ride around naked. I mean, you're a bunch of fat slobs anyway. None of you had a body for the bike, for God's sake. No, that's probably the first time you ever been on a bike, most of you. I saw the photos, right? No magazine covers in that crew. I can tell you that. They all know where the donut shop is. I can guarantee you that. But to ride around buck naked for the shock value, because you feel like it makes you good because you're the center of the universe, and at the same time, what you're actually doing is you're scarring these kids, young kids. It's shameful. I mean, it really is shameful. And I think you know it deep down, right? I think most folks out there know it. Like, there's a couple of different communities, I think, of the folks who would consider themselves part of the gay pride movement. Like, there are folks out there who are just wanting to get the word out and making people feel comfortable about their sexuality and whatever, and most of us are there already. Then there's this exhibition who want to, again, make themselves the most important person in existence. And it just doesn't work. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll be right back. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the nation. Scorching heat is in the forecast across the plains and the Midwest this week. The National Weather Service reporting over 30 million Americans from South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois into Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are under heat advisories. Parts of the central and southern plains, the mid-Mississippi Valley, and the mid-south will see highs in the upper 90s to low triple digits. The man accused of being the driver behind the deadly illegal immigrant smuggling attempt in Texas is a no-show at his court appearance. Attorneys for the man waived today's detention hearing. That means he'll likely stay locked up until trial. The man is accused of transporting 53 illegal immigrants from the Texas border to San Antonio in the back of a big rig. They all died. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is
Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. One of our favorite guests here on my morning show in Connecticut is Tony D'Angelo. And normally he breaks down things like nobody's business. Today we're going to talk about something going on specifically here in my home state of Connecticut. So we're number one in the state of Connecticut in something.
We're number one in something. And this is sad. I mean, I really can't make light of this. I said last week we'd talk about the economics of abortion. This subject has morphed to something greater. And, you know, what did Ralph Cramden say on the Honeymooners about every dog having his day? Well, finally, Connecticut endeavors to be the first in something involving business development. And our governor, an open letter to whosoever will read it, targets business owners, saying that this is the leading state in reproductive rights, and this is something that is a business priority. Now, leaving aside my personal feelings, my first thought is that I'm speechless. For all the things any locale can tout as to why somebody would be there, you know, good schools, favorable taxes, business growth, safety, the taking of an innocent human life, which is what it is, regardless of how you feel about it, whether you're pro-choice, whether you're pro-life, this is the reason why you should come. And before we even get into the morals of that, this is the best argument you can make to come here, and it really shows you how depraved and brain dead our leader is. He actually calls in this speech, in this letter, Connecticut a wonderful family-friendly state, while, you know, you can have abortions. And the only thing I really can say here is nothing. I mean, it's just difficult for me to say that. And feel free to comment if you wish, and I'll just collect myself as I'm pounding the table.
So when I first heard our governor talk about this, I thought it was a spoof at first. Like, I thought, there's no way he just said that.
Babylon B-ish.
Yeah. Like, there's no way that you're going to promote the thought that companies would want to come here because the abortion rules are so, you know, free.
As business driver number one.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the legacy. What does a CEO look at? Well, the first thing you got to look at is just all of the economic train wrecks in Connecticut since time immemorial. I just wrote a few down. I mean, I could spend 20 minutes, you know, listing them all. GE, Colt, Aetna, Bayer, Carrier, Stanley, Lego, Pitney Bowes, Hubbell, UPS, Raytheon, Smith & Wesson. And there never is, you know, an examination of our wonderful Department of Economic and Community Development. We hand them millions. It's been the Lamont Crime Bank, and, you know, just leave them there. Just, you know, we're going to trust them to do what they've always done, and I just read you the legacy. And notwithstanding, Lee Elsie, a laundered DECD bribe, look for that. Somebody will go out there and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to make a social statement. And all of the corporations, like right after the Roe v. Wade decision, at least what I was watching on the monitor in FBN, they all said, okay, we're going to provide access for those that want it. You know, this is something we're going to provide as a corporate benefit. So why do you virtue signal to the lowest possible virtue, the cessation of an innocent human life?
Right.
And, you know, again, I don't think anybody can say abortion is a good thing. You know, I mean, if that's what you think, I mean, I can't help you. Now, if you're gonna be an idiot CEO, and believe me, there's idiot people in corporations as there are in law firms, government, and wherever you want to go, look at Disney. Disney is the poster child for playing woke. Their stock today is 50% less than it was a year ago because they got into the whole, you know, the whole mess as far as protesting against Florida. And, you know, any executive with a half a brain gets that, and any executive that doesn't get that, please don't invest in that company. And I might want to say there's hope. I might want to say that somebody run running against Ned Lamont or in the Republican Party. You mentioned Bob, God bless him for feeling that way. But I read something this week that, you know, like, this knocked me off my chair. In the July 1st Hartford Current, Senate Republican leader Kevin Kelly of Stratford, I'm not talking out of school, I'm reading from the newspaper, said the government's pitch to businesses to move to Connecticut would be strengthened if our state would make a better policy decision to increase jobs, income growth, and opportunity. But he adds another paragraph. Still, he says he appreciates Lamont encouraging businesses to move to Connecticut and create jobs, and the governor's confirmed that abortion rights codified in Connecticut law are settled law and will not change. Kelly, you should have stopped at the first paragraph. I mean, why do we have to keep pandering in this state to the lowest common denominator? This is the equivalent. I thought about this last night, and I mentioned it to Kathy. This is like mom saying to dad, you know, we need a bigger house, and dad's sitting there, and he's scratching his head. It's okay. Everybody leave the house at 3 this afternoon, and dad goes and torches the house. And, you know, it's like, why do you want to do that, Dad? Well, I want to collect the insurance money. So he tells Mom, and Mom says, you know, that's a terrible thing. But the kids are like, our house. But wait, Dad's trying to get money in the house. He's being a good dad. I mean, and the only thing I can think of, and I don't say this as my, you know, sometimes failed attempt at being a Christian man, but we're at a state right now in this state of, I'm going to use a term, moral bankruptcy.
Absolutely.
Moral bankruptcy. Now, I don't mean, you know, moral bankruptcy in the sense of follow Jesus or follow Buddha or follow Zoroaster, but any core principle that's out there for just sanity, good government, safety, we have absolutely none of that, and we keep pandering to the lowest common denominator. Now, and you look at a state, I hate to keep bringing this up, and my father was right about me being a broken record, like Glenn Youngkin. Glenn Youngkin's walking away with all the toys. Why? Because he has a vision that's not morally bankrupt. He's talking policy. We don't talk policy here. We talk, you know, we talk stupid stuff. Now, you know, in my case, I mean, I am not, how could I put it? I am pro-life, but yet I feel that if someone wants to have an abortion, they're going to do it, and you might as well, I mean, you shouldn't put them at risk. I mean, I'm old enough to remember, you know, the back alleys and the coat hangers and the flights to Mexico and things like that. I mean, it's like if my neighbor wants to come over here and blow my brains out, he can do it. It's an act of free will. That goes back to the Garden of Eden. But where we don't think in this state, where we have no vision, is the goal shouldn't be right or wrong, red or green. It should be, what do we do for fewer abortions, stopping right. teenage pregnancies, out of wedlock births? I mean, no, we don't, you know, we don't encourage that. We don't have, you know, like I'm still livid about the whole thing with baby bonds. You know, well, right. let's just give money for birth. I mean, why don't we give money for, you know, staying in school, you know, learning a trade, getting a degree? And all this has an impact on society, and I can go off 9 different ways, but I'm just like, that term, moral bankruptcy, just hit me in the head last night, and this, unfortunately, is where we are. I mean, what'll be the next blow? This is terrible.
It's almost as if, I'm sure I'm maybe over-exaggerating, maybe I'm not the only one that feels this way, I don't know, but I almost feel like sometimes when I hear certain folks talk about abortion rights, etc., they do it with a sense of zeal and relish. It's a celebrated issue.
I'm going to take the Guttmacher Institute, which is a pro-choice health policy organization. Think about this. When you get into the economics of this, they have calculated there's been 63.5 million abortions since Roe versus Wade. Now, this article goes back a little bit. I'm sure there's more. To give you, at least to give me, because my brain has a difficulty in trying to comprehend something so large. If, to give you an idea of the massiveness of that figure, I think in terms of baseball stadiums, Lazari will tell you that. I've been doing that for years. The only way I can conceptualize this is like Yankee Stadium holds 50,000 people. Now, the square footage is 635,000 square feet. Now, if we're to fill the number of Yankee stadiums by the number of abortions, we'd need 1,300 Yankee stadiums. Now, if we're imagine that in size, in square mileage, it would translate into 845 million square feet, coming to 30 square miles. Manhattan Island is 22.6 square miles. So think about all these people in close quarters standing shoulder to shoulder, these hypothetical people that never had a shot at American life.
That total number of abortions would equal the population of Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina, and Michigan combined. How about that?
I can't get my head around it.
And then we didn't even factor in, by the way, that, you know, we're talking about, what, how many years of this? 50-plus years of this? So over that?
Yeah, or 49 to okay. be technically correct, I guess.
But how many generations are lost? We'd be in the third generation of people. I mean, these kids would have had kids. You know, you're talking maybe, yes, 60-something million abortions, maybe 300 million people?
Well, you know, and
people?
I'm so happy you mentioned that, because if you look at the economics of this, if you look at, you know, the lost economic value concerning this and all of these people, take half those people, half it to 30.25 million, and have them working for 25 years at $50,000 per year. The economic production of them, I'm taking half of them, you know, this is probably a more dire scenario. It's greater than our national debt.
His name is Tony D'Angelo. We are lucky to get him. He's a regular guest on my morning show here in Connecticut. Thought it'd be an interesting take to hear what he's got to say about abortion and the abortion issue. Tony, I got to run. I'm out of time. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks for joining us. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. This is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my...
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Alrighty, all. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be back tomorrow night. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in, humbly filling in for the last couple of nights. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, doing a great job. I've got some rip and read stuff, things that really don't go together necessarily, but they've been accumulating here on my desk in Connecticut, so I will share them with all of you. The California exodus continues as residents actually not only leave the state, but can you imagine being a state so broken that people are leaving the state of California to go and live in Mexico? Yeah, Mexico, believe it or not, large chunk of California's population has decided to call it quits on the overtaxed state and are moving to, of all places, Mexico. A brewery is making hard seltzer out of leftover hot dog water, in case anybody is wondering what that aftertaste is. That is it. I also think that there were some company, I don't have it in front of me right now, but there's some company that's making some drink out of old sewage water. Now, I'm sorry, I don't care how much you purify it, how much you pump in whatever chemicals have to go into it. I do not ever, I don't care what the situation is, want to drink sewer water, ever. Listen, if you're feeling a little stupid today, this will not help. An 18-year-old in New Jersey recently delivered a valedictorian speech at her high school graduation, which was very easy because she just did it the night before at her college graduation. Danielle Veliquez was a valedictorian at her high school and also at her college. She graduated at the same time, both, which... that's pretty remarkable. A nickel weighs exactly twice as much as a penny, in case you were wondering. And HBO passed on the series The Walking Dead because
They thought it was just too dang violent. They missed out on a lot of bucks there. Hey, the most annoying passive-aggressive phrases. Now, you'll understand what I mean when I get into this, but in other words, people are annoyed when you say to them, whatever, whatever, man, right? That's like the ultimate blank you, whatever. If you say that to somebody, a lot of times they'll go off their rocker. But some of the other ones that are on this list include, you're too sensitive. Why are you so upset? No offense, but, no, that's one of my favorites. No offense, but you are a blankety blank. Whatever's on the list, sure, if that's what you want to do, makes the list. I was just kidding. You know how you say something, and then you kind of feel somebody out, and then they freak out. Oh, no, no, I was just kidding. Just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. And, of course, why don't you just go blank? Blankety blank is on the list as well. The inventor of the cell phone says, get a life. Put the cell phone down. He's actually 92 years old. He says he uses his mobile phone less than 5% of the day. Again, his name is Martin Cooper, and he says you're missing out on life by burying yourself into your cell phone. Listen, I am guilty of information overload, right? And I am guilty sometimes of spending too much time on my cell phone. I'm definitely aware of that. But I got to say, man, these younger kids, this generational thing, man, they are buried in this thing. You can be like at this spectacular event, and what are they doing? They're buried into their cell phone, or they're filming it. Like, instead of watching it happen, they want to film everything. I don't get that. Hey, one out of three Americans have no idea how to spell independence. This, of course, on the heels of Independence Day, but 33% of you out there, I can't spell. Now, I'm not a great speller. I'll be the first one to tell you that. There are some words, no matter what, I spell them wrong all the time. Because is one of them. Different is one of them. Can't spell them. I could try 1,000 times, I get it wrong. 1,000 out of 1,000. But, you know, thank God, I guess, for a spell check and all of that when you're putting together things that actually other folks have to read. Let's see. The word hello has been around since 1883. I'm not really sure what they used prior to that, but since 1883, people have been saying hello. And approximately 0.07% of the people in the world are drunk at any given moment. That's about 50 million people. So 50 million people are toasted right now as they're listening to yours truly, which makes a lot of sense. And by the way, a couple of misnomers about hangovers. If you have a hangover, they say to do this, that, and the other. Well, some of the things that they say to do, you shouldn't do. For example, do not have another drink. The hair of the dog doesn't work. Alcohol dehydrates you. You're probably already dehydrated when you're in the midst of the hangover. So do not. I repeat, do not. Have another drink. Don't eat greasy food. Go for bland foods. Helps you with your blood sugar. Don't take Tylenol. Apparently, acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol, does not mix well with alcohol in the liver. So if you got that headache, go a different route. Go maybe aspirin. And don't go for a hard workout. See, I would disagree with that. It says do drink lots of water, do get sleep, and do take vitamin D6. I used to think, and listen, this is back in the college days, because I don't drink anymore. I know, I'm one of those, I'm boring. But I used to drink chocolate milk afterwards, and that was the all-remedy. Listen, I had a blast filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back tomorrow night. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Until the next time, enjoy yourself and be safe and love each other and all that good stuff. And keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.